year. And then, you know, Bryce Drew is you know, he's building something down at Vanderbilt, and it's always a tough place to play because the people, at that gymnasium is going to come out. The fans are going to come out, and it's going to be a tough game. Each and every game is going to be a dogfight, Tony B. So we're going to be talking about, whether we come to play or we don't come to play, whether we win or whether we lose.
I mean, there are very few breathers on the schedule. You go through just the month of January. After you go to Vanderbilt, you go to Ole Miss. That's never an easy place to play. That's a 9 o'clock Eastern time start. Be a late night for us. Then they're, at home with Mississippi State, at home with Kentucky, at home with Kansas State. Then they go to Auburn to end the month. So that is a hellacious. That's a hell of a month. Listen, if you come out of that 500, above 500, that's a tough, tough month for that basketball team. Bunch of road games, bunch of named teams, bunch of teams picked to finish in the league higher than you. And so, you know, a word to the wise, Tony, just a word of caution. You're right, but here's the thing. I like having some hope. Hope is fun. And until the time comes, I'm going to smoke the hopium. And I hope you'll smoke some hopium with me, as the great Jim Cornette likes to say. And I want to say one thing. Nebraska lost their punter, Tony, and you'll like this. Tennessee announced today, and John London mentioned this on Twitter, and I want to get this in because I'm talking about it in my blog tomorrow. As well as Orange Throat's report on the athletic directorship search and some other things. The Tennessee is wearing stickers tomorrow in honor of Sam Foltz, the punter from Nebraska that died.
Right.
And that is a class gesture. Nebraska is going to be wearing something as well, signifying the fires in Gatlinburg. And those are great things in sports. When we use sports to touch people, to remember things, those are great things. Those really
life,
are. Go ahead.
Life lessons. And that's what we are as collegiate, coaches, to be able to not only try and win basketball games because, you know, it's big boy expectations and it's adult expectations, but we as coaches have to teach these kids life lessons. And Butch Jones and the coach in Nebraska is doing great things by paying tribute to those two different entities.
Tony, I really appreciate you. On the way out, if folks want to get involved with your basketball academy and what you're doing, how do they do that?
They can get in touch with me at T Jones Live on my Twitter handle, or they can email me at TonyKBA@H3Sports.com. TonyKBA@H3Sports.com.
Could that be any harder?
No, it couldn't be any harder.
I mean, what the hell? Why don't you put like a Chinese figure in the middle of that thing?
That's it's all good.
Tony, that's the most convoluted email.
It's all good.
On Twitter.
Or you could always call me at 865-242-8001. And as I look at the TV while I'm watching at Rafteries, I see that the Auburn Tigers went down tonight against the Georgia Bulldogs.
I'm telling you.
96-84. We're 0-1.
Auburn
is 0-1 in the conference.
And how about this? Florida or, Tennessee's next opponent, who'd we say it was? Arkansas, I believe, is down 10 right now.
Wow. Wow, that's huge.
So, you're my man. Tony, people are wondering if you just gave your number out. I think he did. Tony, love you, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, babe.
All right. The Minister of Truth just said, I'm calling Tone to hang. And some guy on Twitter just said that I need to, Tony, what would you rather have, a basketball team that's coached well, plays hard, no elite recruits, or a football team with five stars? You seem to be hard on Barnes. William, I just said tonight they're coaching the hell out of them, and it was an awesome win. What would you like me to do? Some of you are really sick dudes. Some of you are really, really, really sick people. Some of these, Mediterranean kid on Twitter just said, lose your jersey. Everybody's so glib and so full of hate. Plateau Vol on the Periscope has got the right idea. Can we not focus tonight on Mike Gundy's mullet? Mike Gundy's roughly my age, and he was 40, and he's going to be 50 soon, and he's a man. Can Rick Barnes not give Butchie Boy? That's the weirdest thing about what's going on here, is that Butch has all the recruiting hardware and no results, very, very little, for what he has on his roster. And I know they had a lot of injuries this year. This guy, on paper, has no players, and they're playing like a damn championship team. That's what's amazing. And that's why sports are so interesting. That's why the thing is so interesting. But yeah, I love his mullet. I'm 1,000% in favor of his mullet. It is, if those come back, I'm in bad shape. My hair looks like somebody took a weed whacker to it. I've got summer hair. Summer here, summer there. Some shouldn't be there. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Great win tonight for the basketball team. I hope you'll join us. And I really want to say that it's a lot of fun to gather like this. I want to thank my friends at Smartway, Garza Law Firm. I want to thank my friends at Performance Medicine as well. And, hey, tell a friend or two to download the app if you think about it. And we'll keep doing what we're doing. And we'll keep on doing what we're doing. What do you think? Tell a friend. Let's spread the word. And tomorrow, I'll be at a listener watch party up at Bearden Hill Fieldhouse. As soon as that game ends, we'll be live with you on the app. On the app, we'll be with you. And love and appreciate you. Congratulations to the basketball team. They matched last year's record already of wins on the road in the Southeastern Conference. These are precious. These can be few, so let's enjoy tonight's win, talking about road wins in the league. And I hope you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful evening. Check out the blog at TonyBasilio.com. Orange Throat will have the latest twists and turns in this coaching search, or the athletic directorship search. I will tell you this. In the AD search, just because we're on here tonight, we're app only, and we can sort of talk amongst ourselves in Periscope only. There's never a dull moment here. Never a dull moment. Now, I think you're going to be hearing that Tennessee's using a search firm. I don't know what that does timetable-wise. I still think it's going to be wrapped up third week in January. I also think that the fact that they're taking a step back and they're going to make this lady feel like she's a part of it, even though she's really not, but they're going to make it look like she is. I believe that Blackburn's in great shape with that search firm. They're using Parker Search Firm out of Atlanta, and they got some man-sized love for David Blackburn. They're going to come back and tell Tennessee, that's the guy you need to hire. I believe. Now, around here, they're liable to come back and say, you know what? We saw a guy on Periscope the other night who spoke really well, and he was wearing a train conductor's cap and a throwback Randall Cunningham jersey. I think he would be a really great athletic director for you. That might just happen. I want to say a special shout out to Brother Buttsweat, who's listening to me tonight down in Atlanta. He's going to be ringing in the new year, I believe, with some driving and crying down there. I'm a little jealous of that. I am getting some votes right now for AD. I really want to say that if you really want to see the athletic department go totally off the rails, hire me. We will lose in everything. But I do want to say, yeah, we'll have fun. Now, if I'm the AD, here's what I'm going to do. I'm rolling back your ticket prices. Everybody's getting a rollback. I'm going to stop all improvements on all the buildings because it's not necessary. I will honor the past players like there's no tomorrow. Every past player gets a gold card. They can get into any event in a special section. And I would encourage my coaches to cheat like hell, like Nick Saban does. And no more players flunking off of teams. You know, Nebraska had a three-time all-league performer at safety flunk off their football team. How many guys from Alabama's team have flunked off under Nick Saban? It's a great question Sean Sinclair asks. Let's ask that question. Anyway, I love you. Hope you guys have a great night. And gals, if you're driving over the holiday, please, I want you to be safe. I want you to understand that we're going to be here for you during our SEC schedule. Most games. I want to thank Tony Jones tonight for pinch hitting for Keith who? Keith Pip? What's Keith's last name? Tony Jones, the Iron Horse, Keith, oh God, what's his name? I cannot remember his name. What is his name? Keith Hernandez. I want to thank Keith Hernandez for joining tonight. Keith Davis. I want to thank Keith Davis. I want to thank... There's a guy on the Periscope right now hazing Hatfield. You wear a Tyler Bray jersey around, dude. And again, if you want Tony Jones's address and you're on Periscope tonight, what you need to do is you need to go on where it says countries where you're trying to find like different feeds. Go to China. And somewhere in the middle of China, you'll see his email address. That's how you reach Tony Jones. Keith Richards. Till we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, I hope you have yourself a great night. Be blessed. Go Vols go, and war SEC. Fight on Southeastern Conference, because we have been the drizzling shits thus far in bowl season, and we love you. God bless. How do we do this? Boom. Hey, it was a lot of fun tonight. Thank you. Let me edit this down. That's where I say goodbye to Tony Jones, and you can listen in to me do this. Cool. All right. Take you behind the counter. We're going to go behind the counter here tonight. Give me a second here.
We're wondering if you just gave your number out. I think he did. Tony, love you, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, babe.
All right. Bye. The Minister of Truth just said, I'm calling Tone to hang. And some guy on Twitter just said that I need to... Awesome, awesome, awesome. Great win tonight for the basketball team. I hope you'll join us. Anyway, I love you. Hope you guys have a great night. And gals, hope you guys have a great night. And gals, if you're driving over the holiday, please. The Minister of Truth just said, I'm calling Tone to hang. If you're driving over the holiday, please. Please, I want you to be safe. I want you to understand that we're going to be here for you during... Okay, I'm going to talk for a second here while we're waiting for that to wind down. I thought it was fun having Tony Jones on tonight. Hope you enjoyed that. Anybody else have anything they want to bring up here? Boy, tomorrow's going to be a really long day. Wow. Be a long day for me. Woo! Well, if you missed any portions of tonight's show, I'm going to let it roll here for a while, and here we go. God bless you. Hope you have a great night. Thanks. Keeping this guy under mothballs till we get the conference season started, because now we're getting serious. Basketball team had that look about them tonight, that hungry look. Tennessee, a definitive 21-5 run,
blowed A&M out on the road. Honk if you saw that one coming. 73-63. It wasn't a thing of beauty by any stretch, but what it was is we want it more than you. What it was is you relax on us, and we're taking you down. As we're live tonight on TonyBasilio.com and your Tony Basilio apps. Also on Periscope and all the ships at sea, I want to wish you a happy new year. I want to remind you, tomorrow we're going to have football coverage right here as soon as the Tennessee football game ends with Nebraska. Maybe it can be a joyous, joyful way to ring out 2016. I've got a special guest now joining who will take phone calls with me tonight. Mystery guest, I've got a basketball Jones. Does that mean anything to you, Mr. Jones?
That means a lot to me, Tony B. You know, bow thy head when they say thy name.
The great
Tony Jones.
The great Tony Jones. You bow thy head when you say thy name. Hey, TJ, happy new year to you. And thank you so much for joining us. You're the latest addition to our team here. You're going to be joining us this year during post-game, select post-games. And, Tony, I'd like your thoughts on what you saw Tennessee and A&M tonight.
I mean, you know, Tennessee really showed they will, especially in the second half. It was a thing of beauty on that 21-5 run. I thought Turner really played well with 14 points.
Agreed.
Four rebounds, four assists. You know, he kind of controlled the game. And, I just think it was a great team effort. And you just got to give a lot of credit, to Rick Barnes and his staff.
I agree.
To have his team ready to play.
I agree.
Down in College Station, for the first SEC game.
Hey,
to get this team off the snide and to be 1-0 going in the conference season.
They've coached the hell out of these guys, right? I mean, you can appreciate that. Those kids are playing so hard. And I'll tell you something Tindall told me about this league. Tell me if you found this to be true in this league. He said, Tony, the truth about the SEC is it's pretty soft. So if you get your guys to play hard, you'll be successful. You'll be successful most nights in this league. Do you think that's true?
I agree with Donnie. I mean, obviously, I coached 6 years at Tennessee, and I coached at Auburn also. And I know the league inside out. I know the coaches. I know the venues and things of that nature. So if you get kids to go out there and buy into what you're selling, then you can compete each and every night. I mean, you can go to Rupp Arena and compete. I'm not going to say you're going to win, but you're going
right.
to be able to compete. And then, you know, you're going to go to these other venues and you're going to be able to compete and have the opportunity to win on the road. And that's saying a lot, especially in some of these other conferences when you can't go into those places and expect to win.
Tony Jones is joining. It is a tremendous step forward when you can start your year with a win against A&M. And I'll be honest, Tony, one of my concerns was in that non-league schedule when you come out of there with a 500 record is you got to teach your kids to win. But there's no doubt there's method to what they did in their madness, because you can overschedule and kill your team. You can underschedule and you don't know what you have. Which you mentioned Auburn. I think Auburn's schedule doesn't look as – their record looks better than they are right now. No offense to them. And they're struggling right now with Georgia. But, Tone, the fact is Tennessee tonight showed playing those top teams, they didn't fold at any point, Tone, during that game. I mean, even in the early going when the thing was teetering and they couldn't find themselves offensively, I mean, they just buckled down.
Yeah, I'm going to back up a little bit. I'm going to answer your question, but I'm going to back up a little bit. I mean, Auburn has played a decent schedule. I mean, they beat UConn. You know, they beat some good teams on the road. I recruited a lot of those players that's still on that roster. So I still got an affinity for Auburn. I love Tennessee. This is my home. This is where I reside. This is where I work. So I love Tennessee also. So I had to comment on that. Tennessee 7-5 going into the game. They've lost five non-conference games, but they played a really, really good non-conference season. When you lose to Wisconsin, a quality loss. When you lose to North Carolina, a game that Tennessee controlled, and they really should have won the basketball game. You know, you lose to UTC, but UTC is a team that's going to win their league. And you know, and the list goes on and on, but I'm really happy for the coaching staff at Tennessee because they got those kids playing hard. You know, just watching the game, I just see how they compete. And I'm gonna keep it real because I am T. Jones live, and I'm always keeping it real and keeping it 100. They don't have the best talent in the world.
No, sir.
But Rick Barnes got them competing.
865-200. When you got that talent, you're going to have uneven nights. But you can make up for it when you play hard. And I was surprised to see A&M fold the way they did. Now, my son made a pretty decent point. Tennessee did something, and then we'll go to the phones. But they did something schematically tonight, Tony, on Davis. Every time he touched the ball, there's two or three guys around him. Obviously, the scout must have been, make somebody else beat you than the big guy, because they really got in his head early.
They got in his head early, and he really wasn't a factor. And I'm going to tell you, that was the game plan. You know, Desmond Oliver, Rob Lanier, those guys, they do a good job in scouting. I've competed against those guys in a number of occasions. And then Billy Kennedy just didn't have an answer. And then
no answer.
Once Tennessee got up double digits, then especially at home when A&M is supposed to win, then those shots start coming up short. And this is what I was really, really impressed with. Is that every time A&M shot the ball, it was one and done. Tennessee controlled the defensive glass, and they went down to the other end. And they, once they got up double digits, they didn't have to score each and every time, but they did score enough to win the basketball game. I mean, you know, Tennessee up, 18 points? I think they were up 18 points, you know, with about 4 minutes to go.
That was a blowout.
And then A&M comes back, but it was to no avail. Tennessee controlled the game, especially on that 21-5 run.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. I give this team a lot of credit, man, how hard they're playing, and they're coaching the hell out of those guys. There's no doubt about that. Tennessee wins tonight 73-63 in a result that a lot of people will find surprising around the Southeastern Conference. And Grant Williams, Tony, I love it. And you played at the place with the ultimate example of a guy who played a lot bigger than he was, because I saw Charles Barkley in Philly, and people were like, why in the world would you draft a guy that's 6'4"? But Barkley was different than this guy, obviously. Barkley played above the rim, and he was just a freak. This Williams guy, though, plays a lot bigger than he is. He really does.
You know what? I've seen Grant play at the Rocky Top League. I just happened to go there. I just went there one time this year to the Rocky Top League, where a lot of the Tennessee players play and a lot of the local Division I players play from all over, you know, whether it be Tennessee Tech or ETSU or Carson Newman or Lincoln Memorial, what have you. And I wasn't impressed with this kid, but what I was impressed with is how he used his body and how, you know, he maneuvered, how intelligent he was, how much savvy he had. And as you see him garnering their experience during the non-conference season and then watching him play tonight, I was very impressed on how he showed the toughness that it necessitates victory in a soft, like Donnie Tindall said, SEC.
To the phones we go. Tony, you wouldn't believe it. All lines are currently jammed. We've got six lines all lit up right now at this hour, and let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Tony, so far on the Periscope, we've had 663 people pop in on us. There's over 100 in our room right now. I'm looking down at my meter. There's another three